And listen close now, because this is an original radio drama by Snap Judgment's Stephanie Fu.
Jenny listened. That's what I liked about her. I liked a lot of things, like how she always tripped going up the stairs, how she ate all the parts of the salad I didn't like, and the way she zipped up her dress. But the best thing of all was when she would ask me,
"Hey, honey, how was your day?"
And sometimes I told the truth. Most of the time I just made stuff up. I'd invent terrible sales calls and Japanese fusion lunches when all I'd really had was Burger King. I did it to make her laugh. And I did it to fill up the space. Because as good as Jenny was at listening, she didn't talk about herself much. Whenever I asked how her day went, she just said,
"Okay."
"Okay good? Okay bad? Come on, how was work?"
"Just okay."
One day she seemed even less okay than usual. I missed her laugh, so all of a sudden I thought of this prank I used to pull back in high school. I pulled my computer out and said, "You ever heard of IP Relay?"
"No."
"It's a chat service for deaf people so they can make phone calls. Like, say I can't hear, but I want to call my friend Bob. I put in Bob's number, the operator will call him. I type in, 'Hello, Bob,' and she'll talk to him for me. She'll say, 'Hello, Bob,' and whatever Bob says back, she'll transcribe it and type it back to me. Get it?"
"No."
"Let me show you." I typed Jenny's number to the IP relay site. Her phone rang. She answered it. The woman on the other line said,
"You are receiving a call from a person who is using a computer and an IP relay service. Will you accept this call?"
"Yes."
I typed, "How are you today, Jenny?"
"How are you today, Jenny?"
"I'm good."
On my screen, I saw Jenny's words in front of me. "I'm good. Not fine. Not okay.
I love you."
"I love you too."
"What did you do today?"
"I had a fried chicken sandwich for lunch, and I wrote copy, and I complained about how my boss never washes her dishes, and I went to the store and bought new lipstick."
It's crazy, but she'd never said that much about her work life in one go before.
"What color is your lipstick? I want to imagine you wearing it."
"It's cherry red."
"That sounds nice. I miss you, Jenny. The gap in your teeth fills the void in my heart."
Jenny looked at me with acid in her eyes, but then the corner of her cherry red mouth turned up.
"I miss you too. I miss the musky woodchuck scent of your chest pelt."
"Oh, Jenny, I get so excited. Oh, how I like it. I try, but I can't fight it. Oh, you're dancing real close, real, real slow.
You're making it hard for me to be apart from you."
"The service is solely for the hearing impaired."
"The poor woman."
I think I read somewhere like 90% of their calls are prank calls.
"Oh my God, I feel so bad for her. But not that bad."
"You are receiving a call from a person who is using a computer."
We started doing this all the time, whenever we needed a good laugh. Sometimes I felt like Jenny was talking to the IP relay lady more than she was talking to me. It seemed like we always got the same lady. There was no way to be sure, but she always got fed up whenever we couldn't hold it anymore and started cracking up. But even though we were torturing her, I started looking forward to hearing IP relay lady's voice.
"Baby, if you were a bottle of wine, you'd be in the $15 to $25 range. You remind me of Panda Express because you make my heart go kung pao. Fuffle puffs mix squishy bottoms. I want you to walk into my Wonder Palace and eat marshmallows off my Bumbleboo."
Jenny broke up with me over text message.
"I can't do this anymore. I'm sorry. It's over."
That was it. Concise as always. Then she stopped returning my calls. She even left all of her stuff. I heard from my buddy later that she'd started dating one of her coworkers. I guess I kind of went nuts for a while. I didn't leave my house for 2 months, and I stopped talking to everybody. Well, except for one person. Late at night, I typed my own number into IP relay.
"You are receiving a call from a person who is using a computer and an IP relay service. Will you accept this call?"
"Yeah."
"Hey, honey, how was your day?"
"It was great. I had an ahi tuna burrito from that truck again. How was your day?"
"Okay."
"I love you."
"I love you too."
That piece was written and produced by Snap Judgment's Stephanie Fu. Big thanks to our voice actors, Sam Rada and Lindsay Lee Keel, for their help.